Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good luck having no curses with this one, James.
It doesn't.
Yeah, well.
I've matched it with the lyrics.
Here's the problem. I was West Side with this whole battle, and the Dodgers are West Side, so now we got a problem. except the Phillies are West Coast tonight, you know, playing out there, if you will. So, all right. I'm so frustrated, but I'm trying to hold it together.
I need to give you a pep talk, and I don't do pep talks.
All right, Rhea, go for it.
I don't.
Give me a pep talk.
I'm serious, Joe.
Because you're talking probably to most people listening. So go ahead. Give us a pep talk.
I'm not exactly the person most people would choose to give a pep talk, okay? So here's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
You have nothing to lose. No. Like, you just, if you want to win this city back, you go out there tonight. You got to show some life, okay? Rob Thompson has got to have quick hook.
Yeah, that's right.
Quick hook on Aaron.
That's right.
Quick hook on everybody. You throw Duran in there you empty your bucket tonight, and you literally show that you are a part of the fabric of the city, that you are a fighter. Go out and do it. Because you know what? This city deserves it. As much they have loved this team.
That's right.
And people are right. We are way harder on the Eagles than we are on the Phillies.
That's right,
too. We just are.
That's right.
And I just think that, you know, if they do it, they'll get us back.
Well, if they do, then they would. I just fear that some of those things you talked about won't happen tonight. You know, I remember.
My pep talk didn't work.
Well, here's the problem.
I thought it worked.
It was okay. I just remember.
I like the fabric of the city thing. That works. The fighters.
I'm just remembering last year with Game 4 versus the Mets when he didn't bring Sanchez in when he could have.
Yeah, he didn't
empty the bucket.
And no, so, and that's the point. Remember that we didn't think Charlie, the managing wasn't as great when Jimmy Williams left.
Mm-hmm, I do.
It was just, you know, you got to have somebody there next to you saying, no, yes, do.
You're right.
I mean, somebody's. Tonight, somebody's got to do it because there still is a season left.
I agree.
Debbie Downer all the time. I will cave and jump off the bandwagon in a heartbeat. But, you know, I watched the Yankees last night.
Yep.
I mean, now, is Kyle Schwarber or Bryce Harper, Aaron Judge? No.
Yeah, right.
But they're a couple steps behind.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, they're in the same ballpark.
Listen,
you can do that.
Rhea, so a lot of what you're saying does resonate with me. I think part of why I'm so down is this thing starts, not literally, because it starts with Trey Turner holding the bat in his hand with the first at bat, but it starts from a Phillies pitching standpoint with the wrong pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's hard for me to get over. Like,
that's why I'm saying it's got to be a quick hook.
Well, it does. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. We got three of them. They're all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Now in stock at Armin Chevrolet, the stylish and safety-packed 2026 Equinox. It has arrived. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. John, people's assessment of this one. Do you think Rob Thompson, do you agree with Rob Thompson's decision to start Nolan Game 3? What percentage do you think say yes?
12.
It's actually 24, which surprises me. So, okay. A quarter of the people out there think it's the right call. Who wins tonight? 54% say the Dodgers.
Oof. And that never happens.
That's really rare.
Every time we do one of those polls, even if it's close, it's close on the home team.
I don't remember us being predicted to lose.
And the other one, do you think Rob Thompson gets fired if the Phils lose game three? We're not even saying four or five, just three. 69% say yes. Look, it'll be a shame if it happens on a certain front because he's a really good guy and he's done a nice job in many, many ways. But I think he's got major culpability here. I really do.
Yeah.
You agree? You agree, Devin?
I do. And I agree on all fronts in that, like, he's a good guy. And I think that he did a really good job managing the entire regular season. And that's what makes it even more mind-boggling. Just the decisions thus far, and then the decision to start Aaron Nola in game three over Ranger. Like, unless he's covering up an injury or something with Ranger, which could be the case.
But doesn't seem likely anymore with Ranger coming in.
Saying that he's definitely going to start, like, or not start, but make an appearance tonight. It makes no sense to me, and it's really hard to defend. It's really hard to defend.
I'm with you.
If they lose this one especially.
I'm with you. Chuck in Cherry Hill. Chuck, what's up, buddy?
Well said. Well said, Ree. Everybody, I mean, absolutely, positively, accountability. There, when you look back on it, and I talked to my coaching staff yesterday, he said, we'd be 2-0. Well, we'd be 1-1, but we wouldn't be 0-2 because you could bring Durant in with the lead, first uprising. Bingo. Mm-hmm. Got a guy that closed it out. Bam. He's here. I don't care about the night.
Yeah.
As it was, we roll him into the music. Hey, listen. If nothing else, we're normally pretty good at reading a room. Philly's a pretty hip town. What? How the heck does that happen? I mean, not even want to talk about that, but come on now. Yeah. How embarrassing. Now, on the bunt thing, this is what you've got. Not to dive in. I know sometimes I do that. But there's a scouting report that says they run what's called the crash cart. The corners pinched like crazy.
Yeah.
There's no room to bunt. Freeman and Betts, two of the best athletes in baseball, and the slowest runner you could think of, and you're going to pull that play off.
Well, it wasn't Betts. Betts went to third.
No, I'm saying
the third baseman that crashed.
You got Betts, a shortstop I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's athletically covering.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Second,
first baseman
third.
Through to the shortstop. I got you. Yeah,
that's
my fault.
That's fine. I probably set the table incorrectly. Yeah. My bad. And then you got Freeman, who even with Atlanta, I used to say to my kids, watch him. There's no room to bunt. And they would look at it and go, Dad, where would you put the bunt down against him? You can't. Because he doesn't care if you swing. He sells out. So there's no room. And we got Caspi running. Now, think about that. He had a left-hander up. They showed that they were going to run that play. So when they do that, if he swings, he's got an infield in motion. There's nobody past the pitcher. And you got a left-handed batter up. I like my chances to not only tie the game, but I'm playing there to also maybe win the game with Stott up. All right, so you just can't bunt there.
It was a devastating mistake.
Devastating mistake, yeah. And now he's going to compound. He's doubling down because you know one thing: you start your best and bring the second person. You don't play. Your scoreboard dictates, and you don't want to play the fifth inning on with a deficit. We know
correct.
That. Correct. That's the whole thing, man. You start your better. I was in this situation. In a World Series, we had a lockdown, and my daughter, who was a center fielder number two, and I said to everybody, we're starting the lockdown. Oh, no, you got to go the opposite. The hell you do. I said, I want to play with a lead. And Chelsea did a great job, gave it one run, and we won 8-7. My daughter's up like, oh,
I love
my
the
God,
analogy, Chuck.
Yeah,
Chuck, I like that analogy.
Anyway, let's hope for the
Chuck,
best.
Chuck, stay well, man. I hope you enjoy the game tonight. Let's hope Bryce Harper enjoys the game tonight. Obviously, his enjoyment will largely be based on how Aaron Nola does out of the gate for however long he lasts. Let's listen to Bryce. This is yesterday out in L.A. talking about Nola.
How much confidence do you guys have in a veteran guy like that in the mound in this game tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he looked great the other day in the inner squad. He was up to 94. Curveball looked good, changeup looked good, sinker. Obviously, he's going to have a leash on him, I'd imagine, with Ranger behind him, if I had to guess. I don't know what their plans are or anything like that, but if I had to guess, that's kind of what it would look like. But you never know. You know, I hope he goes nine shutty and, you know, call it a day.
All right, well, look, good to hear that he, you know, feels good that he pitched well in that inner squad game. Because
yeah, that's good to hear.
It is good to hear. You know, because we know he pitched well the last time everybody saw him which was the last regular season game that Nola pitched in. He pitched outstanding. Pitched outstanding.
Brilliantly.
Yeah, I mean, that was that eight innings?
Yeah, eight innings. I think it was a 6 2/3 or six perfect. He was perfect for a while. 5 2/3 or something.
Shutty.
He was he was awesome.
9 shutty, 10 shutty. Yeah. Robin Roberts and Steve Carlton would go 10 shutty if need be.
Jack Morris went 10 shutty in the World Series.
Jack Morris. Yeah, he did. That's right. 9:08 first pitch. If you're not aware of the time of the game, it's 9.
Thanks for that. Appreciate that start time.
Boy, you're not kidding, Ray.
Yeah, especially when you're doing the post game. Everyone tune in at like 1 in the morning to listen to me on the radio, please. Thank you.
Do you do it here, James?
I have they gave me a Comrex machine where I could do it from home, which will be helpful.
So you'll get maybe an hour or two, maybe asleep.
Yeah, something like that. You know,
wow.
Less.
Yeah,
God
probably
bless
less.
You,
I mean, we know after these games, like even getting home from the loss on Monday night, like it took forever to fall asleep because I was so frustrated.
Not possible. Even win or lose, you can't go to sleep in the next 15 minutes. It just the body doesn't work that way. History: 90 times in baseball history, a team has been in an 0-2 hole. 90.
It's got to be good if you're telling us this.
It's not that good. 10 out of 90. The
so
team in the 0-2 came back from that hole. Yeah. Yep. Not good. And obviously the numbers aren't, you know, good. Like, there's not as when you lose the first two at home. That's obviously even more daunting because that's what the Phillies did. Let's get to Seeley calling from Southampton. What's going on, Seeley?
I keep going back and forth between still having a sliver of belief in this series and the logical side of my brain feeling like I've been gaslighted after the season that we had. I in so many ways, I feel like my spirit already feels like this series is over. And I'm like on the way back home from a great vacation and I had a layover, but my second flight got canceled. And now I'm just like stuck in this awful, horrible waiting around place.
Yeah.
Wow. But then I hear
what
like
a metaphor for the season,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
I hear like the opening strings to Philadelphia Freedom, and I'm back. I'm like, I'm ready for this game, even with Nola starting. And then I think about it's a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, you're psychologically twisted. I kind of referenced this earlier that I feel conflict because on one hand I want to get excited and be energized. On the other hand, there's all this negative stuff that they have created. That is swirling through.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Everybody's mind. You know, I mean, it's just like I didn't even have time to get into the Castellanos thing too deep today because, you know, we'll get to that another day, obviously, if they lose. But like today's game, you know what I'm saying, John? Like today's game, today's do or die. And by the way, do isn't even like you've accomplished the goal. It's just potentially stay execution for 24 hours. It's scary. Listen, Seeley.
Show belief and heart.
Good luck as you
take this.
Yeah, good luck as you journey through your mind's
airport
dealing with multiple tough experiences right now. All right.
All right. You too.
Thanks, Seeley. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Desperate times, my friends. Desperate times.
We need Tyrese Maxey to score 7 points in 5 seconds again or something. whatever that was. Of course, the Sixers then lost the next game anyway, so it kind of didn't matter, but it was a cool stay of execution. You know what was the best stay of execution in recent years? Jalen Carter. Last year. Kind of saved the season.
Oh, the Rams game.
Third and fourth down. Yeah. Now, it wasn't quite as dire, maybe, because, like, theoretically, the Eagles could have gotten the ball back and had a little bit of time. Not much.
No, it was
not much.
It felt like
not much.
The dam was about to break.
It really was. Whew. And he saved the season. Yeah. And I hope
I'd like that Jalen Carter back soon.
I would too.
Be nice.
Take Jalen Carter in center field tonight or something. All right, Ed, what do you got, buddy?
Yeah. So this won't happen, but just looking at, you know, the struggles that Nola and Suarez tend to have the third time through the batting order. And this is really sort of like a last ditch trump card kind of effort, but would it be the craziest thing in the world to use Duran as an opener for an inning or two and then bring Nola and Suarez in just to, like,
well, they're not going to.
Nola is the whole point, is want to bring out of the bullpen. Like, Nola, you know, that's the issue.
They're not going to. So, and I don't think they should. I mean, if you're going to use Nola, if you're 1,000% going to use Nola, which they shouldn't, but if you're going to, then start him, but they shouldn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my biggest thing with Topper is, like, coaches all the time make decisions where it's clear that they're trying to save their own jobs, even if it means, like, not starting the right guy quarterback or not bringing up the young guy from the minor. Like,
right.
It's clear that Topper really believes in Nola because he's not making this decision to save his job.
Correct.
He is really so, and that's almost all the more infuriating. Like, this is, I really hope it works out tonight because my confidence level is close to zero.
Well, here's the one thing I'll say, Ed. We saw a season a few years ago where Nola struggled a decent amount and he picked it up in the playoffs. Now, my recollection is he had like one or two decent starts right before that, which technically Nola also did the other day. So it's not inconceivable, but the problem is he was so much worse this year than ever. I mean, he was not average this year. He stunk this year. He stunk. He would never, ever, ever, ever get this ball and even be on the playoff roster if he didn't have a big contract, have a pass track record of success, have a relationship with Rob Thompson. Like, he would have just been left off the playoff roster. He was bad.
Yeah, you just don't want your manager reading the back of a baseball card and making decisions based on that. And I feel like that's what Topper's doing right now. So, but anyway, go Phils.
All right, Ed. Appreciate it. Are we depressing the city?
Fired up after that.
Yeah. Well, let me ask, seriously, are we depressing the city or is the city vibing with how we feel? Certainly how I feel. Because I don't want to, like,
well, no, listen, no one's out here throwing pep rallies, okay?
No, you can't.
You just can't.
Yeah, you have to be honest about it.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can.
We're probably
not
helping, though.
Really?
We're probably not helping.
All it is, you know, I just keep viewing Dumb and Dumber. You know, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
There is a chance.
I will tell you, that's how I felt when I saw Judge hit that home run. Now, and I get it. He's a special player. But I went, you know what? They're down 0-2.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's what I'll also say, Rhea. We saw the Eagles pulled out versus the Giants when they were down 31-10.
Yeah.
I'm talking the Deshaun Vick game. We saw the Flyers come back against the Bruins when they were down 3-0 and 3-0. Like, there is history of pulling out some improbables. So, you know, it is possible. It's just they got to buckle the hell down ASAP.
I just don't want the baseball season to end tonight.
Well, that'll be sad too. I know what you mean by that.
I don't, because it's like it's my friend who's there all the time.
Yeah, and this is the dessert, and it feels like you just started dessert. You got one piece of food in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and
snatched
then they take the cake right away from your table. That's all right. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time is yours, brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hey, Cassie. Strong words from an underachieving, overpaid, below average fielding bench player. Have fun in Miami.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point, the Miami thing. I thought of this earlier. I would tell you, if I had a bet on it, that this is the last time Castellanos will be on a team that makes the playoffs. I could be wrong, but He's never won a title. And, like, he strikes me as someone that's headed next year to play for one of the 10 worst teams in baseball that's going to have basically no shot at the playoffs. So, like, what the hell, dude?
Who does he remind you of? I think that maybe, James, did you say it the other day, Corbin Burnson in Major League?
Well, yeah, there's...
Oh, Roger Dorn?
Yes.
Roger Dorn.
Reminds me of Roger Dorn.
No more of that Ole bleep Dorn.
Yes, it does
the
lie.
Hey, Rob, stop managing the game. Stop managing the game. Down by one. Man on second. Bottom of the ninth inning. Let them play. We were about to win the game. We would have won the game. Let them play. Stop managing the game, you dumbass. Ah!
Wow. Jeez. There's a lot in there. I agree with some, disagree with others.
Can't believe I'm waking up this morning in game three. It's going to be about to be in L.A., and we are going to be relying on Aaron f***ing Nola. Get us out of this hole. This guy has sucked all year long, and now we have to rely on Aaron f***ing Nola. Time's yours.
And we've come to this.
Harsh.
Them wearing the powder blues on the road, they will be looking good attending their own funeral. Time's yours.
Oh, no. Okay.
Hey, Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber. When you guys go out to L.A., make sure before you put your uniform on, wear your Cancun's best underneath your uniforms. Because after that game, you're going straight to Mexico. Time is yours because it's certainly not the Phillies.
All right.
A lot of belief out there.
Yeah. Brutal.
I am pumped up.
Brutal. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Oh.
Call 215-238-4500.
Hey, please let no one blame with themselves.
You're right.
For us feeling this way.
Except
like,
for...
we bought back in. Yeah. We believed again.
I know.
Like, how many times can you get kicked in the teeth and keep coming back?
Yep. All right, let's end the show the same way we ended it yesterday. 10 to 15 seconds tops of everybody here. Devin, first crack at it. 10 to 15 seconds. Talk to us. You're thinking what?
I'm thinking that, you know, nothing's impossible, and we've seen this team fight all season, and I know that the first two games have been disappointing, but there is a chance, and I think that they can rally and get it done in their powder blue uniform.
All right, John, what do you got?
I did not think you were capable of this level of regression. Please prove me right. Please prove me right. Do not regress any further. We need Bader-type belief tonight by this team, whether Bader's playing or not.
All right, Seltzer?
Win two in L.A. and maybe I'll believe again. I don't know. Like, okay. I have very little faith in this group of guys right
now. Yeah, Rhea?
I'm not prepared for John's love affair with Harrison Bader to end as of tonight. So I need them to continue because I've never seen him so happy.
Yeah.
He does love Harrison Bader.
Yeah. All right. My last thing.
He's a great guy.
I don't think the Phillies will win tonight. And my reason is because I think they're starting the wrong starting pitcher. I do think the Phillies can still win the series. I actually know they can, but I think they won't because they're starting the wrong starting pitcher. And that makes me sad and angry. I hope you enjoy the game. Obviously, you can listen to it here tonight on WIP. I hope they pull it out and come through for us and make us proud. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, as always, are up next. Hey, let me tell you about some tequila. Let me tell you about some Gran Coromino tequila. You know, it's awesome. Kevin Hart's Gran Coromino tequila, official luxury tequila of the Philadelphia Eagles, because hard work tastes different. Gran Coromino is made with 100% blue agave and is available in Reposado, Cristalino, and Añejo. Upgrade your game day margarita for your tailgate or game watch party at your house with Gran Coromino. Find Gran Coromino at your local Fine Wine and Good Spirits or online at finewineandgoodspirits.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.